Chapter 62. The One. A well-lit room sprung into existence, devoid of life or movement. It had not existed for more than 10 seconds before the stillness was shattered. A bronze object snapped into existence, starting the clock on the room's destruction. Growing from a pinpoint to the size of a man's hand in an instant, it slammed into the air, fracturing reality. To anyone observing, it would look like the token had flashed into existence and then smashed into midair. On impact, the world that had always seemed three-dimensional was instead shown to be only a cleverly drawn painting, a facsimile that was now shown to be a lie as shards of reality fell in on itself. On the other side was a field of hellish red energy, framing a series of bronze rings. A strange noise echoed in the room. The annoyed bellow of a planet-sized baby with a full diaper. The sound grew louder and deeper, like a reverse Doppler effect. In seconds, the message from another world could be clearly heard.
Gah!
A very small fin shot out from the bronze and red rings, passed through the hole in the center of the bronze token, and collapsed unceremoniously onto the floor of the room. With a sore back, he looked up and saw the floating portal token. He realized that thinking was a bit difficult. Honestly, he felt kind of drunk. A green gem emerged from the bronze and red rings, flying at what looked like high speed. Despite its fast movement, it docked perfectly into the empty hole in the token. Then the whole thing winked out of existence. Random thoughts skittered across his addled mind until it sunk in just where he was.
Oh, I'm still in the supply closet. Wait, I'm still in the supply closet.
He hadn't gone anywhere. The portal hadn't actually worked, which meant the elemental splinter was about to go off and those fuckers were still behind him. Finn shot up from the ground, spinning with his dagger in his hand.
Come at me, you piggly sons of bitch.
The words died on his lips. The door was completely whole. Finn looked around confused. He was definitely in the supply closet, but with his mind clearing, he realized he couldn't be in the same supply closet. Now that he was paying attention, the differences became obvious. There were no scorch marks from the lasers, there was no blood on the floor, and the scent of burning metal was gone from the air. This wasn't the hospital storage room. It just looked like it was. Flicking a blue plastic tub, Finn whistled in appreciation and amazement. Except for the lack of damage, the closet had been replicated down to the last detail.
What's happening?
Then it hit him.
Is this the instance?
Try as he might, Finn couldn't remember anything distinct after he'd entered the portal. He had a vague impression of movement, but no actual memories of the transportation. Soon, even that recollection faded. All he could remember was jumping in and then falling out. He was pretty sure there hadn't been any actual pain from using the token, until he'd hit the floor anyway. But arriving had been an extremely unsettling experience. It had felt like, well, it had felt exactly like what he'd imagine being stretched, strained, and compressed until you were shot out of a small hole would feel like if you turned off someone's pain receptors. Was that how portals worked? If so, then that was unacceptable. Being squeezed through a hole the size of an acorn was something every man should only have to experience once.
Well, once with your whole body, his addled mind corrected.
Finn still felt a little drunk, but that slowly faded, and his ability to think clearly returned. With clarity came a renewed sense of urgency. Adrenaline shot through him again.
Had that prompt said, "Welcome to hell"? As in, hell, hell?
He pulled the window back up.
Good luck. Welcome to hell mode of your uncommon ranked personalized instance, the tunnels of Ritobar.
Finn wanted to strangle someone. While he was very happy not to be roasting in a fiery abyss, was there really no other way the prompt could have said that? Maybe, Welcome to your selected mode, which please remember is called Hell, which should not be confused with an actual hellscape filled with demons. Didn't seem too much to ask. Either way, this was a load off. Not that he'd been overly worried. He wasn't a punk, after all.
He was man, with what he'd been told were truly immaculate balls.
Finn marinated in that pillar of personality for a bit, then went back to his prompts. The moment he started reading, he started swearing.
WTF? I mean, what the actual fuck? What kind of sick bastard puts the hardest option first?
As this is a personalized instance token, you may choose one of three options. 1. Hell mode, tunnels of Ritoba. Dangers are greatly strengthened. Almost none escape hell. A. Minimum success condition, 30 zones. B. Fail penalty, death. C. Difficulty, bronze uncommon. D. Reward, plus 100% loot quality and quantity. Uncommon treasure chest, quality unknown. E. Average world energy, peak level 1. 2. Advanced mode, waters of Ankara. Offers a greater challenge and higher rewards than normal mode. A. Minimum success condition, 20 zones. B. Fail penalty, loss of one threshold from a randomly selected primary attribute. C. Difficulty, gold common. D. Reward, plus 30% loot quality and quantity, common treasure chest, quality unknown. E. Average world energy, mid-level 1. 3. Normal mode, planes of credence. This option is most in keeping with your current power. A. Minimum success condition, 10 zones. B. Fail penalty, 1 month debuff, weakness. C. Difficulty, silver, common. D. Reward, no special conditions. E. Average world energy, low level 1. While he'd read, Finn had been blinking fast enough for a Morse code rap battle. What came next made his face freeze.
Know this. As this is your first instance, you are entitled to extra information. The likelihood of survival decreases sharply as the difficulty increases. At your current power level and state of being, the survival chances of instances are as follows. Bronze common, less than 50%. Silver common, less than 20%. Gold common, less than 5%. Bronze uncommon, greater than 0%. Danger and reward are close bedfellows. Choose wisely.
Finn looked at the earlier prompt, confirming that choosing Hell Mode had upped the instance's difficulty to bronze uncommon. Slow nodding replaced fast blinking. Cold anger replaced hot irritation.
Can't even give a guy a decimal number for survival, huh? Just greater than 0?
Finn's nodding grew even slower and angrier.
Okay, that's fine.
He was gonna shit in someone's cereal after all this was done. Until then, Finn resolved to learn everything he could. Moving too fast was how he'd ended up in hell. Admittedly, when it had been a race between that D-bag's laser vision and his own unstable magic grenade to see which would get to fricassee his huevos first, rushing through the portal token prompts had really seemed like the right choice. That didn't change the fact that he was currently outside of his depth, bleeding, and in what the prompts said was basically a death trap. It was time to slow things way down and be deliberate. Finn's eyes hardened. It didn't matter how low the life expectancy was for this place, or how many people it would normally kill. If this place could slaughter 999,999 people, it would find out that he was that one motherfucker in a million.